Maxi, you lost out by 3 points and probably one of the oddest goals we've ever seen, whether it was Halloween ghosts or whatever it was, deflected it in. That was simply the difference, really.
Well, it was, you know, because we had the momentum at that stage. We know we had got it down to that point, I think, and you know, we were working our way back into the game, and look, them's the breaks you get, you know, that's the rub of the green, and that we didn't have, and I don't think this team has had it at any stage, you know, of my time involved, really. And but look, hats off to Dublin, you know, they're a very good team, and they aren't all Ireland champions 3 years running for nothing.
Damage done by only scoring 1-2 in the first half?
I think so, yeah. I just said that, you know, we probably were too slow out of the blocks, and you know, it probably took us a wee bit to get set. But listen, Dublin were very good in that first half, and they countered very well, they defended very well, and they got a great goal, and you know, I think that was the difference ultimately.
It wasn't a case that you didn't have a bit of threat up front, but it just felt like possession was hard come by. I think you only had 6 or 7 shots in the first half. You know, just Dublin seemed to be able to own the ball and take the wind out of the game as a factor, if you like.
Well, look, we didn't transition well enough between the 2:45. We kicked a lot of ball away, and you know, Dublin were fighting to the nail and probably winning the 50-50 battles, you know, at that area of the field. And look, we kind of stopped that in the second half, and we started to work the ball through the hand a bit more. And you know, I think a wee bit of calculated fouling by Dublin was quite profitable to them on the night, because they stopped all our momentum and really prevented us from getting any stuff of goal, really, you know.
Disappointed there wasn't a sin bin at some stage, because there was a couple of times there when, shall we say, it was a case of the Donegal runner was going to be stopped regardless of whether it was legal means or otherwise.
Well, you know, there's a man across the water that doesn't comment on the referees here. I'm laughing about it all the time, and look, I don't think the ref done us any favours. Just call a spade, you know, that's the bottom line. We were hauled and mauled, and you know, and pulled to the ground that second half, and you know, but it was always going to be that way. You know, it's very hard to get a yellow card in ladies football unless you get these 3 ticks. You know, it has to be a red card offence in men's football to get a yellow card in ladies football, which is a bit mental, really, but that's the way it is.
Difficult kind of situation you're in now. I mean, realistically, obviously you're looking for Waterford to do you a favour against Dublin next week. That's probably unlikely, to say the least of it. Does this feel like the end of the road, really, or what, do you feel there's still hope for you?
No, it does. It does feel like the end of the road. There's no point in anything else, and that's no disrespect to anybody else. You know, we don't have the right to look for favours of anybody else. We had a chance here tonight to go, you know, to take the Dubs out, and you know, and, well, as I say, we fought manfully and done our level best. But look, it just wasn't enough at the end of the day to go over the line.
It's a difficult thing to reflect on now, but like, the fact that you did effectively go toe-to-toe with Dublin and did get beaten by, again, a remarkably odd goal that wouldn't go in 999 times out of 1,000, does that show you where Donegal have come to? I mean, Donegal are the All-Ireland champions, they've been the dominant force, and you were kick for kick with them.
We were, but look, that's, again, just zero consolation. You know, all the great teams over the years have had close-run battles, and they seem to have a way of getting over the line, and you got to hand it to Dublin today. You know, they withstood whatever we threw at them, and they're, as I say, they're brilliant All-Ireland champions. They've been a brilliant team, and probably probably the second best ladies football team there's ever been after the Cork team. So listen, you got to hand it to them, and look, we give our best, and we done our best, but it just wasn't enough.